almost 7:10. Fiona Kelly is here with It Says in the Papers.
Two road accidents dominate today's front pages. The Irish Independent leads with the death of a six-year-old girl and her mother, a woman in her 20s, who died following a collision between their car and a van in Donegal yesterday. The accident happened on one of the main roads, which connects North Inishowen to County Donegal. A fantastic player, a true friend and a loving husband and father is the headline in the Irish Daily Star, meanwhile, alongside pictures of Liverpool footballer Diogo Jota, who died along with his younger brother in a car crash in Spain yesterday. The pictures are of him with his wife and three children on their wedding day 12 days ago and wearing his Liverpool jersey being embraced by Jurgen Klopp. The Irish Sun and Irish Daily Mirror also lead with this story this morning. Football has lost a champion and devastating are the headlines there. Elsewhere on the front pages, the Irish Times leads with the prospect that Ireland may have to pay up to €26 billion in emissions fines in 2030. The paper also has a story about €800,000 in expenses, which prospective Fine Gael presidential candidate Mairead McGuinness claimed from the EU during her 16 years as an MEP. Arthur Beasley reports that she claimed expenses for office rent and other costs associated with the building she owns adjacent to her family property in County Meath. Beasley writes that although the expenses claims were within European Parliament rules, they are seen by some within Fine Gael as a potential point of discomfort. No aid to tackle cost of living crisis. That's the headline in today's Irish Examiner, which is based on remarks made by Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue and Public Expenditure Minister Jack Chambers, who are both emphasising the need for a careful, sensible and sustainable approach to the next budget. The Irish Daily Mail builds its lead story around yesterday's hearing of the Public Accounts Committee, which focused on spending related to the National Treatment Purchase Fund and Children's Health Ireland. The paper cites the example of one consultant who was paid €7,000 a day for weekend clinics as part of an initiative to tackle hospital waiting lists. The Irish News and Belfast Telegraph both give coverage to the acquittal of three men involved in the long-running NAMA trial in Belfast Crown Court yesterday. The Public Prosecution Service, which is compiling the total cost of the trial, has defended the decision to pursue the case. Loyalist blogger Jamie Bryson, former Sinn Féin MLA Dahi McKay and party employee Thomas O'Hara were all acquitted of charges of having conspired to commit misconduct in a public office during a Stormont committee meeting in 2015. And the Irish News also reports on new PSNI figures which reveal that almost 90% of all police officers live in traditionally unionist areas. And finally, to mark the fact that today, the 4th of July, is Independence Day in America, The Independent devotes its lead editorial to reflection on Europe's relationship with the US, particularly in the context of the prospect of tariffs of up to 50%, which could be imposed unless a deal is done by next Wednesday. That paper also runs with a piece written by the newly appointed US Ambassador to Ireland, Edward S. Walsh, as Trump's US Ambassador to Ireland, I will bolster our economic ties as priority, is the headline there.